I mean, it get frustrating after a while, but, you know, we can't really just, you know, point fingers because we all got to be accountable, you know, what we do. I got to run harder. You know, we got to make better calls, and, you know, we got to make sure we pick up all the blocks, catch the ball, and we got to make sure we do the right thing because, you know, you can't point fingers at nobody because we all down there in the red zone. Once you're in the red zone, you got to score in some type of way. You got to get an end zone.
You getting tired of this kind of losing coast game stuff?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's one thing that you don't like the feeling of, and you get so used to the feeling, man. It's just like, why are we holding back, guys? We gotta get down there. We gotta score every time we get a chance, and anything they give us, we gotta win. And you know, when the outcome comes, man, we do one thing better than we did each week. There's no way that we can lose the game. We gotta make sure that we're making better plays and giving all we can.
Frustrating, embarrassing, shocking, whatever. How do you describe not being able to score in the red zone?
I mean, it's disappointing. And so, like I told him, once you get down to the red zone, you got to do anything you can. And, you know, just from the outcome, you know, that we had in the beginning of the season that we were scoring in the red zone and now we're not, it's, you know, it's very disappointing. And so we got to do, you know, we got to go in tomorrow and we got a game plan better for Dallas. I know that's 2 weeks from here, but you know, we got a week off, but we still got to, you know, having our heads on, we're at home, wherever we at, that we got Dallas to play for. And we got to, you know, go out there and do everything we can. You know, we got to make sure we get better every day while we just sitting at home, you know, resting our bodies.
Do you feel like you guys are executing plays better outside the red zone than you are inside the red zone?
Oh, yeah. I feel like we're executing plays way better outside the red zone. And we can do the same thing while we're in the red zone. Everybody just got to come together and you know, and do their jobs. And like I told him, we got to be accountable. We just really just got to make sure we go out there and execute all our plays right, you know. Don't give them no reason that they think they can just take us off the field on 3rd and 1 or 3rd and 2. You know, we got to make sure that we get up in that box and make sure we get always positive yards.
How much does it hurt to lose this game?
I hurt a lot. It hurt a lot, you know, to lose this game here. It's close. I think it's the last time we play and get to play Baltimore this year, unless we see them in the playoffs. I mean, but this game here meant a lot. And, you know, to come down and we came from a, 14-0 spread, and we came all the way back and, you know, we was fighting. You know, one thing about them guys, though, man, I can say that we're getting better at, you know, trying to finish strong.
Some timeouts early on because you guys didn't have the right personnel.
Oh, yeah, it get really frustrating at times. I mean, but like I said, we got to, you know, make sure we get all our calls down and make sure we're getting people in and out the huddle. We got to get the play calling out to Brandon. And so that's, you know, the communication. Got to do way better.
He was asked about if his helmet was functioning. And he said no comment. So maybe did you get a sense that there was some problem with communication?
You know, I just think that, you know, when you come off the sideline, you know, it's just not even in the helmet. It's on the sideline, too, because you get your play calling. You get your formation off from the sideline. So we got to do better at all that.
Do you think that the defenses should figure you out, being a rookie and getting to see on tape, but you've only been getting better the last couple weeks? Just talk about that and how you account for that.
I mean, you know, people gonna game plan, and you know, I guess people gonna try to, you know, try to figure them out. So, you know, I just look at tape and see what, you know, they have. People had success in them for the weeks before, you know, and I try to do the same thing and much better. And so I try to bring, you know, much more to the game. I'm trying to catch the ball, block, you know, most definitely run, put different moves in there, you know, do different things because everybody think I'm just gonna run them over, try to run past people. You know, you got to be a complete back in this system here, in this game here. You know, especially the way we play football. I was on the ground about to get up, and somebody just came and dove in my ribs. And so I got to protect myself better.
Are you looking forward to the day when it's 3rd and 1 and it's coming to you every time?
You know, like I said, this game is much bigger than me. You know, coach got to play, and he had his mind set up on it. And, you know, we ran it. You know, I don't know, you know, what was the outcome. It's out of my head right now. you know, when it comes that time to be 3rd and 1 and it's coming to me every play, and I'm going to be in and I'm going to be ready.
What words of encouragement did Ray Rice have for you after the game?
You know, Ray just told me, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, you can only get better. And Ray told me, man, hey, you're doing all you can. You don't get down on yourself at all. He said, keep going, you're going to be in the Pro Bowl. No, I don't think he was bothered by that at all. You know, matter of fact, Brandon did some stuff that I ain't seen him do in a while. Brandon ran the ball a little bit more than today. So, you know, he was composed back there in the pocket. And, you know, Brandon, one of them guys that stay in the pocket, he's not scared to take a hit. And so Brandon, you know, he did everything he could, man. And we can't, you know, say that it was him being, you know, out of compose or, you know, him not – trusting his leg. No, we can't say that. You know, Brandon did what he do, always do, and he did a great job.
What can you say about the way the offensive line blocked for
you? Offensive line did a real good job, man. And they're getting better every week. We communicating better, and we just gelling together to learn how to play together. They left me a lot of big holes out there. And, you know, I got to say myself, I left some yards out there. And I knew a couple plays that I could have got a little bit more yards. And I got to say I apologize to my offensive line for not, you know, getting us in the end zone. And times they did leave me a big hole, or, you know, when it came just late, and I should have just read it off them.
Does it feel good to crack the 100-yard mark against the Ravens, though?
You know, I wasn't even paying attention to that, man. And, you know, I treat this game like any other game. You know, when you talk about a great defense or a good defense, you know, I always had to throw Baltimore in there. You know, to crack 100 yards, I mean, it's just game by game. You know, that's one thing we're trying to do every game as a whole offense unit.